A new survey by the National Association of Counties finds most counties are not prepared to handle a biological or chemical terrorist attack. In a speech to the National Press Club here in Washington yesterday, the president of the association made a case for more money, more people, and more federal help. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
At best, counties are working to get prepared. They're training staff, building resources, updating communication systems. The survey found 70% reported they're partially prepared for a terrorist attack. Only a handful reported being fully prepared, and 21% said they were not prepared at all. County Association President Javier Gonzalez told members of the press that the most unprepared counties were those in small rural communities. Gonzalez says the health director of one county in Iowa described his situation like this.
He has no staff. He has no funds. He has no supplies.
And asked what he would do if there were a major terrorist attack.
He said his three-point plan would go something like this. Call for help. Hope that somebody comes. They show up. And in his own words, stack the bodies in the gymnasium. This is a terrible, terrible situation, but it is real, and it exists today.
Gonzalez says the reason is basic: money. Of the 3,000 local public health departments in the country today, he says nearly all are understaffed and underfunded. Congress recently appropriated an extra $865 million to state and local health departments. A good first step, says Gonzalez, but not enough. The association is lobbying Congress for more money to be sent directly to local counties. Gonzalez suggests other ways to get money directly to counties. One is to set up homeland security bonds similar to the savings bonds sold to citizens during World War II. The other, add a box taxpayers could check on income tax filings if they want to donate $1 to local terrorism preparedness. Bruce Clements is an official with St. Louis University's Center for the Study of Bioterrorism and Emerging Infections. He says the biggest challenge facing local communities is to quickly identify when an attack has taken place. As it is now, methods of reporting disease are outdated and rely on paperwork and manual entry into a federal data bank.
If you look at the incubation period of most of the diseases that we're talking about, our problem will already be out of control by the time the current surveillance system identifies that there's a problem.
Clement says it's critical for communities to develop computer-based systems that can quickly communicate with one another and at the same time distinguish between expected illness and a biological attack.
So if we have a good active surveillance system that's real-time, that monitors some variables, such as flu-like illness and hospital admission cases or 911 calls, then we can identify when something unusual is going on and then look at it more closely and more actively.
In order to make timely decisions about how and whether to treat patients, Clement says an effective nationwide computerized system would cost millions, but he says it's critical if we want to save lives. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.